And a big welcome back to I'm No Rookie, the podcast for beauty, spa and wellness professionals ready to step into something new. I'm Ayo, and today I want to kind of tackle a question I know I had when I was a therapist, and many of you may also have been asking yourself. How do you move from the treatment room to the classroom? So if you've ever caught yourself explaining a treatment to a client in such detail that they said, you need to teach this, you know, then you're in the right place. You probably already have the skills. It's just about reaffirming them to a new audience. So firstly, have you ever thought about how much knowledge you've gained over the years? The countless hours spent perfecting your craft, understanding A&P, so anatomy and physiology, mastering skincare products and techniques. Now think about this. Who taught you? For most of us, there was that one educator who stood out. Maybe they had a way of kind of simplifying complicated ideas or made you believe you could master something you found intimidating. That's the kind of impact you can have on the next generation of therapists. For example, take one of my students who's recently completed her qualification. She spent over a decade working in high-end spas, developing a level of expertise that earned her glowing reviews from clients. There was a moment where she realized the hands-on work, whilst really fulfilling, was kind of taking its toll physically and mentally. So instead of continuing down the same path, she decided to explore teaching. At first, she felt unqualified. She wasn't sure if her industry experience was enough. But when she started mentoring a junior therapist, she realized that sharing her knowledge came naturally. Today, she's a lecturer, combining her love for the industry with the satisfaction of helping others grow. So one of the biggest hurdles in transitioning to teaching is that fear of change, right? You might be thinking, what if I'm not good enough to teach? What if I don't have the qualifications? Let's stop right there if that's how you're thinking right now. Teaching isn't about knowing everything. It's about guiding others with the knowledge and experience you already have. Every time you've educated a client about their skin concerns or trained a new team member on techniques, you've been teaching. You just didn't have the classroom yet. The truth is, many beauty, spa, and wellness educators started where you are, nervous but excited and eager. The only difference between them and you is that they took the first step. So how do you get started? So let's break it down into kind of simple steps. First and foremost, I would start and say, get qualified. Yes, you may be able to get into a training role without a recognized teacher qualification, but let me be honest, this is not how you should continue. Your qualification, so let's say like the level 3 award in education and training, gives you a solid foundation. It teaches you about your roles and your responsibilities as an educator, how to refer learners to others in your department or faculty, whether it's HR, training and development, or other pastoral support, and shows that you are committed to continuous professional development. Beyond that, having a recognized qualification ensures you're not undercutting yourself, demonstrates your value to employers, and positions you to earn the going rate, if not more. It's an investment in yourself, your credibility, and your career longevity. So I want to say, start with like baby steps or start small. There are plenty of ways to dip your toes into teaching, even if you don't have a formal title yet. Try going live on LinkedIn or Facebook using tools like StreamYard or Restream. Record a short session on a skill that you excel in, such as product recommendations or different skincare types, and then repurpose your recording to somewhere like YouTube or Instagram. If you prefer, you can have pre-recorded content, and you can use tools like Canva, Camtasia, ScreenPal to make it easy to create professional looking videos. Remember, the goal isn't perfection, it's to start. Each piece of your content builds your confidence and helps you discover your teaching style. I cannot stress enough that practice really works, and it gives you that boost of confidence as you keep delivering training sessions. The next is about positioning yourself. This step is about showing the world you're ready to teach. And let me tell you, if you're not already on LinkedIn, or if your profile hasn't been updated since 2010, you're missing a huge opportunity. LinkedIn is the platform for trainers, educators, and industry professionals. It's where hiring managers look, where your future students might find you, and where you can build connections with others in the education and training space. So here's what you should do. First and foremost, I'm going to give you some tips right now. Update your profile. So make sure that your headline reflects your teaching aspirations. For example, instead of saying beauty therapist, you could write experienced beauty therapist / aspiring educator or / passionate about sharing knowledge. Next, you want to highlight your teaching experience. Even if you've only run a few workshops or you trained a junior colleague, include it in your experience section. Use phrases like mentored new team members, or add specific skills in there, or deliver training on a particular technique or product. Then you want to make sure that you start sharing your content. So you want to write posts about your journey into teaching, share tips or insights, or upload short videos of yourself demonstrating a skill. You don't need to wait until you're in a formal teaching role to showcase your expertise. For example, you could share a post titled 3 tips for choosing the right facial for your skin type, and invite your audience to engage by asking questions like, what's your go-to treatment? This not only builds your credibility, but also starts conversations with potential connections. Here's why I think LinkedIn is so powerful. It's a space where people are actively looking for experts and connections and wanting to be educated. Unlike Instagram, where someone might scroll past your post whilst looking at cat videos or baby Instagram reels, LinkedIn users are more likely to stop, read, and engage with professional content. And let's not forget, many of the training roles you're aiming for are advertised on LinkedIn first. And by being active on the platform, you'll be the first to see opportunities and connect directly with hiring managers or academy directors. So if you're serious about transitioning into teaching, make LinkedIn your home base. Start connecting with other educators, join conversations, and showcase your knowledge. You'll be surprised how quickly the right opportunities start finding you. And also, I want to talk about the big value. So think about the ripple effect you could create as an educator. So when you teach, you're not just helping one person. You're empowering them to go out and make an impact. Every learner you guide carries knowledge into their future roles. I'll be honest, teaching isn't always easy. It's one of the most rewarding paths you can take. You get to shape the future of the industry, share your passion, and see your students succeed because of the skills you've helped them develop. So if you're looking for the next step, you're like, all right, what do I need to do? I would say that first step is, if you know you're ready to start, you want to download our brochure. So we offer the level 3 awards and the level 4 certificate in education and training on our website. So you can go to developingeducatorsacademy.com/brochure to get a copy of our brochure. I say this is the first step of building your career. Like I said, you want to get qualified first and foremost. But if you're still unsure, let me ask you this. What would your future self say if you took the leap now? Would they thank you for stepping outside your comfort zone, for following a path that combines your expertise with a new way of making an impact? I think you know the answer. The main thing I want to get across is, do not let another year go by being stuck in the same job that no longer serves you. I know as a therapist, you're always so grateful for opportunities that you get. And you're thinking, you know, am I abandoning my team? But when you get to that place where you no longer are excited and you're actually getting bored and fed up, and you may start taking it out on your clients because you don't want to be there no more, It means that you're ready to go to the next level. So start taking action, even if you're not exactly ready yet. It's not about being ready, it's about having the credentials so that when you are ready, you can position yourself straight away and not having to start from scratch. So if you found value in today's conversation, share it with a colleague who's been thinking about making the same move. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us reach more amazing professionals like you. So until then, remember, you are no rookie in the beauty, spa, and wellness industry. You've got the experience, the knowledge, and the passion. Now it's time to use that to teach the next generation. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode.